Your next job could be in the palm of your hand with the Stage Jobs and Auditions app for the iPhone. Whether you're a theatre professional looking for a full-time career, an actor looking for your next role, or maybe you're just looking for work to tide you over during that awkward resting period, you can find what you want fast and for free with the Stage Jobs and Auditions app. Just search for Stage Jobs in the App Store or go to appstore.thestage.co.uk.
The Stage, a fresh look at entertainment.
Podcasting live from Scotland's capital city, the Edinburgh Fringe Podcast with Ewan Spence. Brought to you by The Stage and the Podcast Network. It's that time again when we join his guests and catch up with the latest news. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Ewan.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you surviving the weekend? There were like two flurries of rain yesterday, but other than that, gorgeous sunshine beating down on the crowds, the throngs of people, all here to celebrate the best arts show on the planet. It's the Edinburgh Fringe, and I'm Ewan Spence, bringing you the podcast, as always, from the Stage on the Podcast Network. Yes, it's Sunday, so as usual, going to do something a little bit different today, but as expected, for all of those who are listening year in, year out, it's time, this year's annual walk down the Royal Mile. Who's stopping people? What are you doing? Why are you here? What show are you doing? Sort of taking in the flavour, all the experiences and the delights and wonders of that very old street filled with very new, vibrant performers and performances and flyers and photographers and people sheltering from the wind and the rain and lying on a bed and tons of stuff like that. But before we do that, never say I don't give you the news from last week when I didn't give you the news. You could have said it then. But don't say it this week, because this week, this Sunday, I do. Those of you who are following the Fringe will know there's been lots of fun this year over the AGM. Membership to the organisation, who can and can't be represented, membership to people. You know what? I have no idea what's going on, okay? So I'm just going to leave everybody to work it out themselves. But what did arise from the AGM yesterday was this lovely number from Kath Mainland, that the Fringe had returned to profit last year to the tune of £125,000. That's the Fringe Society, not the Fringe venues and everybody as a whole put together, just the society. The box office crisis in 2008, when the computers all went down, meant that they'd lost over £800,000. But thankfully, it's all now back on an even keel. And the finances are all nicely working out again for the society, which is the umbrella organisation at the very top of the Fringe. Which deserves a yay! I also like this one as well. Jim Jefferies always one to turn a bit of a problem into a nice bit of PR. The council officials objected to his show going on to one of the adverts on the side of the taxi cabs running around Edinburgh. Alcoholocaust could have caused offence and poked fun at alcoholics. Therefore, it got banned. Jim reckons he's the only comic who's been barred from using his show title on taxi advertising. I also, of course, note that the council don't have any problem with the posters as normal going up around all the temporary poster sites in Edinburgh. I'm wondering, you know, whether this has actually happened or whether it's a smart PR person. I go for the latter, in which case he gets even more credit. Also, 10:45 p.m. tonight, check your watches, because that will be 50 years after the first debut showing of Beyond the Fringe, with Pete and Dud and the other two that nobody ever remembers in these retrospective programmes. Is there details over at the Scotsman about the impact that that show had on there? And congratulations, I think, also have to go to H. Anthony Hildebrand and his show Why Is a Lettuce. It's on tonight at the Gilded Balloon at 10:45. Not in the same venue as it was in originally, but you know, two or three shows at 10:45. I'm going to choose Anthony's as the one to be 50 years later. Because I can. Today's iFringe recommendation. It's the application that sits on your iPhone and tells you what to see because you can't make your mind up because you've been out too much the night before. Go and see at SeaSoco, 5:30 p.m, The Day the Sky Turned Black. It's about the Australian bushfires of 2009, and Ali Kennedy Scott plays five survivors and explores how a few moments have changed their lives forever. 4 stars from Edinburgh Spotlight for poignant and moving, gripping and heartfelt performance. 4 stars from Fringe Review as well, successfully bends contentment, fear, grief, wonder and hope. 3 weeks it joins them as well with 4 stars, but Richard over at iFringe says, you know what, when I write for Fringe Guru, I outbid them all. It's 5 stars. That there, The Day the Sky Turned Black, at Sea Silco, 5:30 p.m. And that is your news, recommendations, and all the stuff that sits at the top of every single show over for today. Now, it's a Sunday, it's a special show, as I've already said, it's the Walk Down the Royal Mile. Stand at one end, switch your microphone on, walk, talk, stop people, see what's going on, put my nose in everywhere, find out lots of shows. There's a whole list of shows going on here. They're all linked back at edinburghfringe.thepodcastnetwork.com, so you don't have to completely remember all the times that are getting announced on the podcast, unless you have an eidetic memory, in which case, congratulations. And this is it. 40 minutes on the mile. If you're here in Edinburgh, this is what you could experience. If you're not, this is what you're missing. Yes, it's that time of year again where I go to one end of the Royal Mile, switch on the microphone, walk up to the other end, and stop lots of interesting people. Hi guys, who are you?
We're Three Kings.
So you have a show on or you're just busking?
Just busking, yeah.
Just busking. Let's have a little burst. Lovely, thanks guys. Right then, Ewan Spence here. It's your Edinburgh Festival Fringe podcast. It's Sunday. Of August, I don't know, they all kind of blend into each other. But here on the Royal Mile, a burst of noise and excitement of colour, and then you take another pace, and then it's just a burst of something else again. So we're just going to bounce around. There's TV cameras sitting around, there's dogs on leads, there's locals with their head down going, get out of my city, go on, go on, go on. And there's people putting up a washing line of posters. Right, that's impressive. Who's going to tell me what these are?
These are posters for the railway children.
Lovely, tell us a bit about the show.
This classic family story, professional cast. We have children playing the children as opposed to adult actors playing the children, which makes the show quite special. It's 2:45 at George Square Theatre.
Lovely, thank you very much. Right, see, this is what we're going to do. We're going to bounce around, we're going to see shows, maybe see some familiar faces. There's a man with DW plus one on there. You're not David Wood, are you?
No, I'm not, no.
See, I know DW, but he's DW2. You're DW plus one. Tell me about yourself.
My name's Danny Ward, and I'm doing a show called Danny Ward Plus One.
Lovely. One of the free fringe shows, yeah?
One of the free fringe shows, 3 p.m. every day.
No, I love that you've got different guest acts daily. Who did you have on this afternoon?
Well, I haven't done it yet, but I will have. Television's Jeff Leach.
Lovely. Okay, thank you very much,
thank
Danny.
You.
Right, as always, we will have links back to these shows on the website, edinburghfringe.thepodcastnetwork.com. It's a man standing on a yellow box. Hello.
Hello.
Tell me about your show.
Manga show.
It's a manga show. And you've got lots of badges all over you. What do these mean?
My sponsor list. Japanese sponsor.
Aha, right. Do you want to name some of them then?
Yeah. Some of them.
Lovely. Right then, let's take a look at the flyer. That's on at the 29th at the Caves. The Body Tights Man Show. It looks impressive, but that doesn't kind of really work on audio. But that's okay. We'll just keep going through. And of course, the other thing you always get on the Royal Mile is a bundle of street performers. Just pulling the audiences out of the crowd, making great big circles, and having people, you know, sort of getting them in and making silly noises. You can guarantee the kazoo. There's a man dressed as a mouse. I have to interview this guy. Hello, who are you?
This isn't a mouse, I'm a bunny.
It's a bunny. Is it? Let's have a look.
Look at my tail.
Okay, it's a Manx mouse.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Right, who are you and where are you from?
I'm Liam and I'm from London, doing the Edinburgh Review, stand up every day, 2:15. Who are you and where are you from?
I'm you and I'm from the Edinburgh Fringe podcast. Okay. And you're blatantly nicking the train spotting poster, aren't you?
Yes, basically, that's what's happened there.
Tell us about the review and how it's going down at Cabaret Voltaire.
It's been going wicked. We've got, it's half of the week it's a sketch show, the other half it's a stand up. It's just the best of Edinburgh University's stand up from throughout the year, so it's all kind of local based comedians. Half sketch show, half stand-up, and it's been going wicked. We got a nice review the other day.
And what does the mouse rabbit concoction have to do with it?
It's just to get attention on the mile. Look, there's a man with a blue face over there. There's a lady like climbing up a ladder. I've got a lot to compete with, so I just decided to don a my girlfriend's bunny outfit
So what does your girlfriend do with the bunny outfit?
Well, it's best we don't go in. I mean, I asked her, say, hey, could you get a sexy bunny outfit? And this is what she came out with.
And she gave it to you. Well, you've been done, Luke.
I stole it off her, so she doesn't know it's here. But, you know, I get a lot of nice attention, mainly from children, which is a problem, because it's not a kid's show. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. Audience, having fun?
Oh, yeah, we love the Fringe.
Love it. That's Fringe. The main thing, then. Good luck.
Have a great Fringe.
Right, then. So, the question is the person dressed as Pikachu anything to do with the person dressed as a rabbit mouse thing over there?
Yes. Well, not that one there.
No? Oh, there's another rabbit mouse thing on the mile, is there?
He's over at the Half Price Hut on Princess Street.
So he's not a rabbit, that's fine. Right, why are you dressed as a Japanese character that seduces children to buy Nintendo games?
Because he's in a sketch for our show, the Cambridge University Medics Review, The Exorcist, which is on at 6 o'clock every night at Adam House.
Okay, very briefly, what's your favourite sketch in the show?
We've got a Baywatch sketch, which is absolutely brilliant.
Baywatch sketch. Cutting-edge comedy from Cambridge there. Thanks, guys. Right then. So there's another mouse, but it's on the... This is the thing, it's not just the mile. I mean, it takes over all of Edinburgh. And yes, you do have stuff down Princess Street. You do have stuff where the Half Price Hut is down there as well. But, you know, the mile is where everybody wants to be. Look, we've got people lying out underneath umbrellas. And they're all sleeping. I'm going to disturb them. Because somebody is disturbing me. Hello. It's
doing?
A familiar face.
How are you?
I'm doing not bad. What show have you got on this year, then?
This is Charmed Forces. It's a comedy sketch show set in Afghanistan about a variety act that's gone over to Afghanistan to entertain the troops. It's very, very funny. It's at 2 o'clock every day at the Caves.
How's it going this year?
Very, very well. We've had really great audiences in. Everyone's really enjoying the show. As I say, it's great. There's songs in it, magic, quizzes. A bit of something for everyone.
That's nice. Okay, ticket prices?
Ticket prices are £7, £5 concessions.
Oh, lovely. Okay, thank you. Great. Right then, carry on with the flyers. Look, there's someone looking at me going, will you talk to me or not talk to me? Will I just run past? No, I won't run past. Who are you?
I'm Martha, and I'm in Photo 51.
Oh, right, okay. So it's a stage must-see. When did we do that? Oh, who cares? Tell us about the show.
Well, it's a piece of contemporary storytelling with clowning and original music and lots of lights. And we've tried to make it as fun and accessible for everyone. But it's got a really important story that's brought to life by five curious scientists.
Lovely. And you're running right through until the 30th?
Yes, we're here until the 30th at Zoo Roxy at 5:15 every day apart from the 23rd.
Lovely, thank you. I actually know what's worrying here. I'm just passing the Fringe shop on the Royal Mile, and for the last 316 years, Ian Kendall's been here doing his coin magic trick. As you all know, Ian has one show on, and he's not here, and it's kind of like, well, where's my old friend? That's okay, let's make some new ones.
Choose you.
It's the Antics Improv Comedy Trip. Who wants to appear on a podcast?
Oh, we all
would
do.
Love to appear on a podcast.
Right then, do me an improv game that will take you 60 seconds. Do you know the alphabet game?
We love the alphabet game.
It. Right then, let's start with you, T.
Terrific to be here. Absolutely loving the glorious sunshine.
Unbelievable how many tickets we sold.
Very good to have a podcast to us as well.
Quick fire rounds, that's what we're best at, I'd say.
What are you all about?
Alphabet.
Oh, yeah, what comes after V?
Unbelievable.
W.
W. W.
What?
Oh.
He's got a part of us. He's
oh. Right, you lot are rubbish.
Carl, get out. Give me shit.
Get out, yeah.
Right then, okay, now you have space for me to address. Hey, the Antics, who's going to tell me about the show?
We do an hour of improvised comedy scenes, games and songs. We're one of the only improvised groups around that do what we do. Very mock the week, Who's Line style. Fresh, funny, we'll do whatever you want us to do. Come down, check us at 5 o'clock. Sweet grass.
I take the phone and put it in my pocket, you see, so I can give people a link to the show when I get back to the website. Brilliant. But there, we've got the Antics Improv Comedy Trip.
Which website is this?
Oh, I'll make it up as I go along. It's The Stage.
Oh, we love The Stage.
Good, right then. So it's the Antics Improv Comedy Trip, the only improv trip that have 25 letters in the alphabet.
Hey!
Well done. You're not going to live that down for the rest of the Fringe. You realise that?
I'm not.
Right. Let's stop somebody and find out what their show's about. Hello, what show do you do?
I do A Clockwork Orange, sir.
And A Clockwork Orange, sir? Or was that sir to me?
That was sir to
that
you.
That was sir to me. Right, A Clockwork Orange. Anthony Burgess's great play. Tell me about what you do differently.
What we do differently. Okay, well, the lead role, Alex, is played by a female. So that gives the whole play a new edge. We're playing with gender, and basically all the authority figures in the play are played by women. Which gives the play a new edge to it. We're also playing the style in a very abstract way. So the violence is a metaphor. As Anthony Burgess used in his book, violence is a metaphor. He didn't literally mean that Alex should go out and that young boys are going out and raping women and killing people. It was a metaphor. So we're playing with the idea of metaphor. Our rape scenes are, you know, replaced from a penis to an umbrella, which makes it shocking yet interesting at the same time. Our brainwashing scene is a very abstract scene as well. We do not use any video projections. We keep the set the same throughout, so there's no scene changes. Everything happens in the same space. We have a fantastic technical crew who have managed to create a really interesting space.
Lovely. And you're on at the Radisson, because you're the Radisson Fourth Monkey one, aren't you?
Yes.
Fourth Monkey Theatre Company?
Fourth Monkey Theatre Company.
Hey, look, I read it off a flyer. I mean, it sounds like I've got a great memory. No, just read it. You held up a flyer for me. Great to talk. Good luck with the rest of the run.
Thank you.
I'm going to stop the next person. Hello, who are you?
Oh, my name's David.
Oh, you're in the same show, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Oh, you've had your pitch. Bye-bye, son. Right, we're going to move right. Let's see what else we have. We have a small child drinking Iron Brew, which is perfect. Lovely. We have someone with rabbit ears on their head. Who are you? You look like a famous children's character.
I'm not. I'm doing Firing for the Wind in the Willows.
That's a famous children's thing.
Thank you.
Oh. So who are you?
I'm actually running the tech, but I'm just doing this for...
Yeah, because everybody has to pitch in at Edinburgh, give it through. So this is Wind in the Willows that is running over at C2, yes?
Yes.
Right. 3:45 every day. How's the show going?
Very well, thanks.
And no tech mistakes. Actually, tell us about tech, because we people always talk about the actors having to run in and out of stage and get into mode. I mean, do you have the same problem when you're teching? Do you have to get in and try and settle yourself and calm down before a show starts?
Just a bit, although we are in the tech box, so it's not as frantic once the show starts.
It's just getting in and getting that first cue done makes you happy.
Yes.
Lovely. Thank you very much for your time. Right then, let's hurry on down the mile and see what we have. Right, it's a man with an umbrella. I shall stalk the man with the umbrella. Ah, look, he's front. Hello. You're from Hood, I can tell, because it says so on your umbrella. Tell me about the show.
It's a mix of a cappella vocals with physical choreography. It's inspired by Tim Burton, and it's a darker, more eccentric version of Red Riding Hood. We run at 2:30 this week and 7 p.m. next week at the Radisson Hotel, and we've sold out for the entirety of our run.
Lovely. So there's no need for you to have any more promotion at all then, is there?
Well, we would like as much promotion.
If you've sold out completely, why are you still flyering?
Sold out so far.
We've not sold out so far, right. So you sold out for tonight, but the rest of the ones,
exactly,
there's still tickets available.
Yes.
Right, perfect. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Brilliant.
Otherwise, you're just out enjoying the sunshine, which is a good reason. Lovely, thank you.
Thank you.
Look, it's fairy wings. Hello.
How are you going?
How are you doing, Sophie?
Very, very well. How are you?
It's Fairy Fail and Princess Cabaret. How's it going?
And very well.
Cool.
We've had good audiences for both and lots of laughs, and that's very exciting for us.
So Princess Cabaret is back for second year.
Yes.
What's changed this year?
A couple of sketches and some of the girls have changed this year. Hopefully it's better than last year in terms of the material that we've just tweaked a little bit. And we're getting probably more laughs, which is excellent. And we're on at 5:30 at the Gilded Balloon if anyone wants to come along and see it. It's a parody of the Disney princesses. So basically, it's the naughty twist to the Happily Ever After.
Lovely. Thanks, Sophie. Good luck with the run, as always. Those of you who are listening to the kids' show would have recognised Sophie as a pianist from Fairy Fail as well. There's a man with an impressive hat. People with impressive hats always get to appear on a podcast if they can do it in under 30 seconds. Tell me about your show.
We are the Edinburgh Fridge. People take fridge magnet words and write them up on the fridge, and we take those suggestions and turn them into an hour-long play, completely improvised.
Because you've got Edgar Allan Poe as well. You've got a great big fridge here, and you have Edgar Allan Poe on the fridge. I like that already.
Absolutely. Get as much stuff in as we can. We have Arnold Schwarzenegger. Last night we had Michael Jackson and Harry Potter. We have Stanley.
There's a difference?
There's got to be one in there somewhere. We had them trying to take over Canada, of all things. Just whatever we can fit in, whatever the audience can think of on the fridge, we turn into a show. Take a flyer, sir.
Right then, tell us when the show is on.
It's on at 7:20 every night this week at Greenside Venue. That's venue number 231.
Lovely, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my friend.
There's a man bouncing a ball.
There is.
Will he talk?
You've
got a flyer. The fever chart. That's not a flyer. You've destroyed a book.
No, we haven't. These are our flyers. Our set is all made out of books, so we're recycling it all. It's called Fever Chart, Three Visions of the Middle East, every day at the Radisson at 3:00.
Lovely, but you have destroyed a book to make this flyer.
Do you know, our whole set, I'm afraid, destroys books.
I know, but look.
But it's lovely because you can have a read.
I know, look at this. The Indian brushed aside the paper money and took out silver dollars and half dollars. It was still not enough. as he decided he put as much silver again in Mink's hand. The Indian accepted it, and I don't know what happens next.
Well,
give me another flyer. Is it in the next flyer? No, it's not. That's something completely different.
Oh,
that's evil.
It's not. It's actually lovely and liberating.
Is that anything to do with the great big 6 foot high bouncy ball?
It is. Basically, inside the ball, if you've noticed, there are feathers. And the aesthetic of our piece is kind of books and feathers. And one of the characters is a pigeon farmer. So it makes sense if you come along. But this is to draw you in. This is to get the hook in and you to then come.
Lovely. And are you going to be doing Fahrenheit 451 next year?
Oh, no. No. And that's enough political theatre for me now.
Right then, the Fever chart there is on its base in the mile at the Radisson. 3:05 right through until the 28th. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right then, they destroyed a book. They destroyed it. Oh, look, there's an almost naked man standing on a ladder. He gets stopped to ask, what are you doing?
I'm here to advertise one of the best improv shows on the Fringe. Nothing to show at the Radisson Hotel.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
How many letters are in the alphabet? 26.
Good, because that improv group up there thinks there's only 25, so you're one up on them.
Oh, well, excellent. I can also tell you there are 50 states in America, so that's good.
Ah, and what was the last? Is it 50 states, or is it 50 states and one district?
No, the District of Columbia doesn't count as a state, but there's still 50 states. Not that I can list them.
Easy. You got to list them. Oh, right, then go in alphabetical order. Go.
Oh, I can't list them in alphabetical order.
Okay, just tell me when the show's on.
When the show's on. The show's on at 8:05 at the space of the Radisson Hotel. 8:05 every night except Wednesdays and Sundays. Hope to see you there.
All right, thank you. Excellent. So the spaces are one of these new venues. It's taken over, like, the Jury's Inn, the Radisson, various other hotels that are around about a mile. And given that sort of branding that we're starting to see, I mean, things like the Zoo, you've got the Southside Pleasance and Roxy, you've got spaces, sea venues have taken that over as well. Sort of economy of scale, and I don't know. It's just everybody can stay there at the space, but the problem is you go to the spaces and it's the wrong venue. And you still have forever to actually try and work out where the show is, and you only have 3 minutes until the curtain goes up. But hey, that is life at the Fringe. Right, the people who are under the umbrellas that I passed earlier, I've kind of strolled back to them now because one of them seems to be awake. Hello, can you tell me about your show?
Yes, it's called A Man Who Fell Out of Bed. It's written by Paul Seller, a playwright who's had 2 plays on in the West End, and he's just about to have his first film released in 2011.
And where are you all from?
We're all from Lincoln, the Lincoln Company.
Right then, okay. What's your favourite bit about the show?
I can't tell you much. It's really intriguing, a sort of conspiracy thriller.
Lovely. And when's it on?
It's on every day, 2:30, C Central on Northbridge.
Thank you. Right then, and of course, they are hiding under umbrellas, which is a fantastic idea in Edinburgh, because if it rains, they can stay on the mile and still give out flyers to all the people who will be hiding from the rain who don't have umbrellas themselves. But hey, smart thinking in any case. Those umbrellas will probably come in very useful. I have to stop here because there's a woman on the mile who's offering biscuits instead of flyers.
And also flyers.
So what?
Biscuits, sir.
Oh, there's one bourbon cream.
Take the bourbon cream.
These aren't laced with anything, are they?
No.
Why not? It's a great idea. You put some Rohypnol in, give them a flyer, they wake up, all they can see is the flyer. Perfect marketing.
That's a terrible idea. We want them to come and pay the money and come to the show.
And have a lovely time in the process.
If we were going to put anything in them, it would be hash. So they felt better and then came.
Hash bourbons.
Yes, that's
lovely. Right, you can tell me about the show now while I have this interesting biscuit.
Okay, we're called...
Wow, there's a man behind me that's a zombie. We'll get to him in a second.
Don't panic. Title, we're the Durham Review. We're at 3:00 every day in the underbelly and we're doing some really good, fun, wholesome sketch comedy.
Yeah.
Wholesome sketch comedy.
There's nothing particularly rude in it. There's no, it's not rude.
And the premiere of a song today.
Yes, we've written. We're the music and lyrics.
Yeah. Do you want to give me an a cappella burst of it?
No.
No.
We're not very good.
Save it for the show.
It's Ben who sings. We're not very good.
The wonderful Ben.
We're not very good singers. So we'll ruin it.
Well, you have to keep drunk because I'm still finishing this biscuit.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's just really, really nice. We've had lots of lovely reviews and it's nice. And we've absolutely... Yes, we're in the underbelly at the Belly Laugh every day at 3:00. Every day for the rest of the run, we'll be there entertaining you, giving you some fast-paced fun.
Sorry,
energy.
Do you mind if I ask, what's this being recorded for? Is this
for your souls?
For our souls?
Yeah, we take them away, put them in a box, and 100 years' time we pack them out, and you get pulled downstairs, and you go, ah ha ha!
Oh, I've heard about this.
Right, okay, so I'm finished my biscuit now. Are there biscuits in the show?
There may be.
Come and see.
I don't know. Right, okay, there we go.
It's worth coming just to find out if there's going to be biscuits, quite frankly.
Right then, that's working title there. Thank you very much.
Lovely, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day.
Right, Anne, let's have a look. It was a nice biscuit, actually. unbranded bourbon cream, not the normal ones you get at a supermarket. That would be why I couldn't find Ian earlier. He's actually in the middle of doing a show.
Cut the ball, Maha! One! Two or three, which one is the ball under?
One.
Which one?
One.
You want to bet on it?
No.
Which one is under, Mark? It's under one, Mark! You should have gone flat, I was helping you with the hints. Place
one faster. Oh, there we go, you got your daily snippet of Ian.
Hi.
More culinary delights. I've just had a biscuit. What are you offering?
Candy. Lots of different sweets.
Oh, you're not from around here, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm from Chicago.
Ah, which part of Chicago?
I live in the neighborhood of Andersonville, which is the north side of Chicago.
And is this your first time out of America?
No, I've been out of America before. And this is
Canada doesn't count.
I visited Canada, but this is my second time here at the Fringe.
Okay, so this year you're putting on Baby Wants Candy.
Correct.
Tell us about the show.
The show is an improvised musical. We ask the audience to shout out titles. The first one that we hear becomes the title of that night's show. We make up all the songs, the story, what we like to think of as the choreography off the top of our heads. We have a four-piece band backing us up.
Lovely. What's the one title in the run so far that's just made you go, oh no, it's going to be one of those nights?
Well, my favorite title so far has been Why is Mildew Forming on Grandma? And last night's title was Cheese and Fried Fish, which was, it's sort of such an open-ended one that we had a moment of going, we don't know what the show is going to be about right away. So we found it by the end.
Okay, so five stars in The Scotsman?
Yeah.
Lovely. And when's the show on?
The show is on 5:35 every day at the Assembly Hall on the Mound.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Want one?
Oh, yes, of course. Lovely. Okay. See, this is nice. I do the interview first, then I get the candy. The other one gave me the candy first and then did the interview themselves. Lovely. Thank you. Sure. Good luck. Right then. See, everybody comes to Edinburgh. All over the world descends on the Royal Mile. Okay, yes, they're in Edinburgh, they're all theatres, but everybody, every show, everything is just sitting here on the Mile going, look at us. Isn't it great to be here? And it is. It is absolutely wonderful to be here. It's just rapid fire, but above the heads of the crowd, I can see a man throwing a tennis ball. Tell me why you're throwing a tennis ball.
Just because we like to throw tennis balls.
Lovely. And you've got beer mats?
We have indeed. Oi for England, venue 13, 12 o'clock. Come along. Enjoy yourself.
Cool. Tell us a little bit about the show.
I absolutely will. It's about a group of skinheads, Moss Side, 1981, down in Manchester, just after all the Toxus riots. Atmosphere's tense, intense. And this group of lads are met by the man, and he offers them a chance to play at a rally. It's a right-wing nationalist rally. Do they play?
And the story goes from there. Yeah. Tell us when the show's on.
It's on 12 o'clock until the 21st, and then from the 22nd it's 3:30. Venue 13.
Lovely, thank you very much. Oh, this sounds interesting. Someone's banging bamboo pipes. Is this to do with your show or just for fun?
Yep, no, this is to advertise our show 100, which is performing at the Augustine Theatre from today till the 22nd. It's a fantastic show. We've already done it in Camden with fantastic reviews. The story can be found on the back of our flyer, which you should definitely all pick up.
And if I reach out with my hand, it will mysteriously appear.
Yep,
just like that. Doesn't work as well in audio, but there we go. And the flyer just starts with one question: what happens in the afterlife? And I guess the show goes from there.
Yep, basically our four characters find themselves dead and they have to pick one memory for the rest of their existence to relive over and over again. With elements of shock, it's a physical drama piece where I play a wonderful teepee and as well as half a desk, and with also elements of humour throughout. So it's got a bit of everything. It's a fantastic show and we perform it one hell of a great way.
Lovely, thank you very much.
No problem.
Right, that has to be stopped to ask what you're doing. Hello.
Hello.
You've got a Christmas tree decoration on your head.
A Christmas tree decoration? No, not quite. It is actually a fish hat.
It's a fish hat.
You can take it off and make it into a puppet. See, just like this, which is what we do in our play.
Lovely. What's brilliant in audio? Tell us about the show.
The show is called The Ark, and it's on at the Space at Venue 45. And basically, it's a story of the last few animals that haven't quite made it onto the Ark just yet. And they're, like, in the back of the queue trying to come up with a plan because they don't know how they're going to survive the flood without being able to get on the Ark. So they come up with something, which I think is really good.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fish. It's a flood.
Yeah, that's the thing. We have three musical fish, and we're very sarcastic. We're like, you guys are all going to die, we're going to be fine. So we come up with, you know, comedy little bits about, oh, you're going to die, we're going to be fine, you should learn to swim, all this kind of stuff. Yeah. So it's good fun, and it's all for all the family. Really excited.
Does the do the fish make it?
Do you know what I'm not going to say? The fish should make it, though, shouldn't they, after all? Even if it's a waving, it should be absolutely fine.
Oh, lovely. We can extrapolate from that, I think.
Yeah, it's a brand new piece of writing, though. Really, really good fun.
Tell us again when it's on.
It's the Arcaton at 5:05, space at venue 45. We're on almost every single day until, well, for the next 2 weeks, basically.
Lovely, thank you.
Thank you.
There's a man here with a camera. I'm just going to stop him very briefly and ask him what he's doing in Edinburgh, because I recognise an American Airlines tag. Hello, sir.
How are you?
This is a British podcast. We covered the Edinburgh Festival. I'm just going to say, why are you in Edinburgh? What are you doing at the Fringe?
We came for the tattoo.
The tattoo?
Yes.
Ah, have you been to see it yet?
Yes, went last night.
What did you think?
It was outstanding.
So how long, are you going to stay now in Edinburgh and take in some of the festivals as well, or do you head back soon?
We're going to leave in the morning.
So in and out again?
In and out.
In and out. I like that. Where in America are you from?
Dallas, Texas.
I love Austin, but Dallas is close enough. I fly through there and I get a beer when I get off the plane and I go up to Austin.
Very good.
Thank you for coming to our city.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, okay. Kind of successful. There's a man there with what looks slightly like the Georgian flag. Is that the
like
Georgian
Templar flag?
My apologies. Can you tell me a little bit about your show?
It's Hildegard of Bingen, who was a 12th century nun. She was first known woman songwriter in history. And there's seven... Lynn Maxwell does seven of her songs while accompanying herself on medieval instruments and tells Hildegard's story.
Lovely. When's the show on?
Piece. 5:00 each day except Sunday.
Lovely. Thanks.
At Surgeon's Hall.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's why the Georgian flag. Or, I don't know, maybe everybody in Georgia's Knights Temple. I don't know. And an entire country. All behind you. That would work well, wouldn't it? Yes. Right now, at the steepest part of the mile, and there is a man with a flower. Hello. What do you do?
I'm an actor in a play.
How tall are you?
6'3"-ish.
Right, could you stand downhill of me then? Because it's quite worrying. Huge. What's the play?
The Venetian Twins. It's a 5-star comedy about two twins. Identical actors play them, actually. And they're separated at birth. And it's about them coming back together. And a comedy about people getting mixed up between the different comedy, between the different twins and everything that happens to them.
This is Goldoni's play. Now, this is normally performed by just one actor playing both roles, isn't it?
But we've actually got identical twins in the cast, so we thought we'd utilise that and use two twins.
So how's that twist going down with the audiences and the critics then?
They quite like it, because in the end it all comes together, and we've got both the actors on stage for the first time together in the final scene. And it's quite entertaining to see them both.
So nobody
exactly
knows
the
that they're twins until the very end.
Well,
maybe
they probably do, because they must. People would wonder how one actor would go off stage and then come on another side so quickly. So they must know that there are two different.
Well, it's a fantastic piece. It's great to see a redone again here at the Fringe. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
See, the great thing about the mile is, it's almost made up of traditional spaces. I mean, you have the stages. I mean, I remember when these stages popped up. Now you can, bands and performers can sign up for them and just, you know, pop along and do a little, you know, 20 minute slot of their show. I mean, if we look at this one at the international stage, for example, today they've got on Death of a Samurai, All the King's Men, Three Gaga Heads, A Brief History of Scotland, Tim Clare, Fairy Fail. I mean, the names that hopefully everybody can recognise. But it means you can do a little bit of scheduling on the mile as well. And then there's a musical one. Then, of course, there's the street theatre spot. So there's the big, massive one that sits just outside the Fringe office, which is generally the chainsaw juggling maniac. And then if you come further up the mile, just past the heart of Middle, and you will find the spot that is traditionally reserved for the street magicians. And let's have a look around. We're in the middle of the show. Let's have a just stick the microphone and see what we can hear. Oh, hold on a second. And in that traditional spot, every year, without fail, James. Hello, James.
How you doing, mate? How you doing?
This is where the magicians hang out, isn't it?
Well, this year there's about 12 magicians working the pitch, whereas before there was just about a couple and then a whole load of different acts. But now there's 12 magicians. It's like a mini convention.
So what's the difference in doing street performing? Why do you continue to do street performing and not take in one of the cheaper spaces at the Fringe, for example?
Well, the thing with street performing is that you don't have to drag an audience away to a venue. And you could do multiple shows doing the alcoves where we work, and you could still make book. You could actually still make it worthwhile coming over here. Whereas if you've got a venue, you've got to try and market it, push it, and you're on a different plane. If you become successful through it, it's good for your mark, for your brand, but you still have to drag people off the street where there's so much to see. People are already passing by. There's so much traffic here. So you can just dive in, do your show, make your money, and go.
So it's almost like you know what your expenses are for August, don't you?
Yeah, well, it costs $2,500 to get over here. It cost me 320 quid for a flat. That's another $6,000. It's about $3,000 for expenses. I've covered that already, and sometimes people think it's a bit strange to travel halfway around the world from Australia to work a patch of concrete. But the reality is, if I've stayed where I was in Adelaide just working a patch of concrete, it's winter, there'd be no shows. It's best to invest a bit of money and actually earn more.
And the rules is we never ask numbers, but you're making a living out of this.
Yeah, I'm making a living out of it. Yeah, last year I did about $60,000, $70,000. But that's not the thing. I'm trying to move into other areas, so other things are working for me. But I still love doing what I do, and I still get such a kick out of it.
Now, you're not in the Fringe Guide, so where can people, apart from walking out to the patch of concrete, where can people find out more about you?
Well, they can find me on my web-based TV show, magicnews.tv. I blog incessantly every day about my experiences on the street. It's quite interesting, some of it. And that's, you'll find the blog there. That's magicnews.tv/blog. And also, we're starting up a company called The Magic Hub where you can actually learn stuff, but we've not got it ratified yet. But people can find me on magicnews.tv/blog.
I love the fact you've got a badge that says, I survived the Fringe 1897.
Actually, if you read closely, it's 2007. But
it's been a rough one. I'm trying to get a joke in there, and you just didn't. Popped it up, and it just bounced on the ground.
1897, when I was born, when my mother threw me out of her body. I didn't grow up for a long time, but now I'm growing up, so 1897 could actually be a good call.
It might be, yeah. James, great to see you again, as always.
Nice to see you, mate. Take care. Have a great time.
You too.
Cheers, buddy.
And see, that's what I think. You have friends on the mile. You have friends at Edinburgh. And I'm talking about the idea of family at the Fringe, of seeing people that you come up year after year and getting them in the interview, seeing new people that you're meeting. If we look around there, here's people I've never, ever seen before, and they're just spinning something. I'm going to walk around stage back and wave. Oh, there you go. Casual wave. And walk past everybody that's just sort of sitting here waiting to do their shows, and there's a man dressed in gold to pretend to be a statue. Just a fantastic flavour. Aha, it is the Time Travelling Magicians, hello. I'm wondering if it's possible for you guys to do an audio trick for our listeners.
An audio trick? I'm not entirely sure, Rob. Pop over here a second. Oh, he's having
having his picture taken.
He's having his picture
taken. This is the thing, on the Royal Mile, every year people get stopped, people run around, and people get the pictures taken, and you encounter people. So here we are. Rob, hello.
Hello, nice
to meet you. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
So I'm wondering now, with you being the time travelling magicians who are on at
3:45 at the Gilded Balloon,
can do something for our listeners.
Okay, tell you what, just think of a number between 1 and 10 in your head.
Okay.
Is it 7?
Bad juggling.
How wonderful was that, listeners? Now, the great thing is, you don't know if they got it right or not. Let's pretend you did. Yay!
Thank you. There you go. That was. You should see the look of impressedness on this man's face.
And that's why we do it in audio. Thanks, guys.
Exactly. You would love it.
There's a man with blue on his face. Hello.
Hello.
I recognise you from not the X-Men, the other one.
Spider-Man.
No, not Batman. Spider-Man. No.
Goose Chaser.
No.
The man with no face but a very large foot.
No.
The bearded man who couldn't quite help the world but really wanted to.
No.
Headphone dude.
No.
Windbreaker.
No.
T-shirt goose on a limb with various comedy things happening around him.
No, Watchman.
Watch what? Oh, Watchman. Yeah, I'm from that.
Right, no you're not. What are you really
I'm
from?
I'm from Death by Game Show.
Yeah, tell me about the show.
Brand new comedy coming at you from some kind of intergalactic place where there's a game show, and I'm the host, Limbo, and the contestants don't know they're dead. They're competing for a place in the afterlife, you see.
Oh, so do they get brought back alive again if they...
Maybe. I'm not going to reveal that kind of information at this stage in the game. But
Where can people find that information?
Well, they can come and see the show, which is at C Venues on Chambers Street every day at 3:30.
Thank you. Too enthusiastic. Let's move on.
Thanks.
Have a nice day.
Way too enthusiastic, but that's okay. That's okay. I mean, there's a Starbucks at the bottom of the Royal Mile, so I'm guessing that they're doing a roaring trade in IV coffee lines. See, look, there's somebody that's a little bit more sedate. An accordion. Right, we have an accordion and lots of people dressed up in fantastic clothes. What do you do?
We are the offshoots in association with Lancaster University Theatre Group. We're doing an adaptation of Dr. Faustus at the Underbelly.
You need to tell us the time. We
I'm
can't
so
just.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. It's an adaptation that involves a lot of physical theatre. We've set it, it's a circus theme, and we've set it in a hall of mirrors, which we've made ourselves. It's on at 11:30 a.m. every day. It's very colourful. It's been described as a visual feast. It's also been described as a must-see by the stage. So by all means, come down and have a look.
Indeed, yes. This is where we tell them this is the podcast for the stage. And you can't tell the embarrassment because they've got this fantastic makeup on.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That's fine. The haunting sound hour, let's have one burst. And I'm just trying to work out, are you a photographer or are you in a show?
I'm a photographer.
Because you're standing up there on one of the pillars in the mile and you've got three umbrellas coming out your back like some ancient samurai with a cannon.
I am a photographer. The reason for the Brolies is one for me. And at least one for somebody that I deem necessary to photograph when it starts to rain.
Oh, how very. So you're waiting around for it to rain in Edinburgh.
No, this keeps it from raining.
Ah, so which publication or freelance?
I just do it for myself. Remember three words, Edinburgh Fringe Photographer. If you Google search that, you find me.
Lovely, very much. You have a real name?
Andrew.
Andrew, thank you very much.
No problem.
Well, I didn't know he wasn't a shower. No, you know, no. I mean, he's standing right next to a man in, you know, in gold paint in one of those gold costumes that makes him look like a statue. You know, I think photography is more impressive, but there you go. This is one of the advantages of the wild. You have people who have taken a bit of paper mache, some Coke bottles, and a big black plastic bin, and they have made a skeleton of... No, it's not a Tyrannosaurus Rex because it's too small. It's got tiny clawed hands. Is it an Allosaur?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
You're just saying that to try and get me to come over.
Albertosaurus.
It's an Albertosaurus.
It's like a T-Rex.
Lovely. Right then. So what is this? Is this a dinosaur version of Steptoe and Son then, yes?
Oh, no, we've got... It's a kid's show. This is one of the puppets from the show.
That's fantastic. Tell me about the show.
A show is from a company called Gamito. It's basically a show called The Night Keeper. The Night Keeper rules this magic fantasy museum where he takes all the rubbish that people throw away and then creates his own exhibits out of them. So we have a crazy Napoleon, this big dinosaur, we have a spaceman, so we go into outer space and we come back. And it's just a really brilliant kids show.
And you have a great puppet to bring out on the Royal Mile as well.
Yes, that's the deal.
Which is taller than anybody else. Let's speak to somebody who looks remarkably like Julian Smith.
Oh, well,
you're not Julian Smith, though, are you?
Unfortunately, no. I'm actually not even a doctor, which is a great shock to many people.
Julian's not a doctor either. He's a Canadian.
Oh, well, I'm not Canadian, nor Julian Smith, nor a doctor.
But I recognise the eye badge, though.
Oh, well, that's actually... I'm not a member of the Improverts. I'm just wearing it upside down as an ironic statement.
So basically, you don't look like who you are, you're not wearing what you are, and you don't have a badge that is who you is, right?
I'm a mystery man.
Lovely. So where does mystery man and tell me what you do?
I am advertising Wit, which is a play by Margaret Edson. It's a Pulitzer Prize winning play, and last time we performed it, we got a 5-star review, so we're flying quite heavily on that. We've had some very good audience reactions so far.
Very brief synopsis online. If you were writing the description of the show on Twitter, how would you write it?
Intense, moving play with darkly comic elements.
Lovely. Thank you very much, person
Thank
who's
you.
Not Julian Smith.
Thank you.
So there we have another year of the Royal Mile here at the Edinburgh Fringe podcast, slap bang in the middle of Scotland's capital. And what do we have here, just to finish off? It appears to be a showing of Little Shop of Horrors, with no flyers anywhere, so I have no idea. But let's finish off with Skid Row, shall we?
Uptown, you cater to a million jerks. Uptown, you miss your dues and mailroom clerks. Eating all your lunches at the hot dog carts. The buses take your money and they break your hearts. And uptown, you cater to a million whores. Downtown, where the station chips are known. Down on Skid Row.
There we go. Thank you to everybody there who was quite happy to be stopped by some nutter with a microphone going, tell us about your show. Thank you to everybody on there. I'm not going to go through and name check them all. They're all back on the website, edinburghfringe.thepodcastnetwork.com. Links back into the edfringe.com website and the box office as well. Still a week to go. A week and a day of the Fringe and then a week and 2 days of the podcast from the stage, from the podcast network, from myself, you and Spence here in Edinburgh. We still got a week to go. It's a fantastic event. Catch you tomorrow. Ta-ra.
This is probably going to be one of the most exciting things I ever do.
The Stage Podcast, a fresh look at entertainment.
I can be a bit grumpy, or even rude, but I don't want that to be, you know, my entire persona.
Because I think Cameron wanted someone that would surprise everyone and come from a different world.
These are very interesting questions, I have to say. You know, these are not the usual last questions that I get asked.
There's still a little bit of snobbery, I think, attached to that, and I'm always going to be Cameron McDonald.
To hear interviews with some of the biggest names in theatre and television, just search for Stage Podcast in iTunes or in Google.
May I congratulate you on not having just got your question straight off of Wikipedia?